Hey friends, you're tuning in to Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives.
Practice that I have found really helpful for reducing anxiety, reducing pain, reducing stress, reducing overwhelm, right? I think a lot of us get in this space of just having so many overwhelming thoughts and emotions and all these kinds of things that can really aim and help with our increased stress and these certain stress responses that we have. So if you're a friend of mine, if you are a client of mine, if you know me at all, I have talked about this quite a bit because it's just been a practice that has honestly changed the game for me. And shout out to my mom, who is the first one who got me into it. And I actually didn't love it at first. I was not a fan. And then as I started to just do it, I had my first really intense emotional response. And I noticed, like, wow, this is actually really powerful and this really works. So we're going to talk a little bit about this practice, and it's called tapping. And, you know, I want to do one together at the end, but I just want to talk a little bit about what it is, what are the benefits of it, because it's just really, it's really, really impacted me. And as I get, you know, as we get into this together, I really, really, really want to make it clear that there's a difference between us recognizing that we are beings who have a lot of energy in us, right? We have our cells that are always producing energy. We have our mitochondria, which are like the powerhouse, right? The energizing battery of our body. We are always creating energy in our body. But there's a difference between this kind of work that is very neuroscience based and then energy work that kind of digs into spirituality a bit more and talks about leaning into our higher selves and maybe digging into, you know, Reiki and the chakras and all those kinds of things. I want to make sure that we are recognizing and differentiating between the two, because I think when we start to get into some of this spiritual energy work, it can just be dangerous. And as believers, I always want to make sure that I'm steering us towards a biblical healing route. So we are coming at that from healing, always from a biblical perspective, especially in the healing world. And when you start to get into, you know, the alternative health and all of that kind of stuff, it can be very, very spiritually driven. So I just want to make sure you always know that coming from Whitney Wood, Wisdom and Wellness, we are always very biblically leaning and will always lean that way first and only. So EFT is this emotional freedom technique, and it has really been developing throughout the years. Neuroscientists have like taken it and ran with it because they've been realizing that there are so many health and physical benefits that come from, you know, this practice. Now, absolutely a lot of, you'll find a lot of EFT tapping online. And again, a lot of it will probably lean towards navigating the higher self and kind of digging into the spiritual principles of it. So I just want to give you that preface. If you do this, if, as we do a tapping together and you're like, this is amazing. I'm absolutely working on some more like biblical tapping resources that, you know, I can help for you to have as resources and myself as well, just because this has been something that's, you know, really beneficial. You know, the powerful thing about this is what we're doing is we're helping to bring some of these really negative, repressed, uncomfortable, stressful emotions that have been buried deep inside us, right, from years of repression. We're bringing them to the surface. And now, as Christians, this can be sometimes, it might feel counterproductive, because a lot of times when we're talking about, you know, speaking the negative out, right, as believers, it's like we don't want to affirm it and give it a voice, right? But there was a difference between living my life speaking negative things over myself as opposed to bringing something that's negative to the surface and then replacing it with truth and with the positive and with things that God actually does speak over us, right? What we're doing is, because when we're, you know, when we're like, well, I don't want to say the negative thing out loud. If you're thinking it constantly over and over again and you're not releasing it, it's digging deep down into your body. And that's when we experience chronic pain, chronic anxiety, chronic depression. That's when we experience digestive issues. All of these kinds of things come from this development, like this, you know, over time, we just keep adding and adding onto this pile of repressed emotions. And the brain and nervous system are like, we have had enough. Like, we can't handle this anymore, right? So, you know, many of us don't know how actually angry or how anxious we are because, you know, we have given ourselves no space to explore it. And then we wonder why we're having all of these constant symptoms in our life, right? So when we're tapping on these specific, there's points that we tap on, and they are acupuncture points. We are sending these calming signals to the brain so that it knows that we're actually safe and we can reduce the stress response that we might be having. Now, you may have heard of this part of the brain called the amygdala, and this is a part of our brain that plays a big role in our fear response. Now, the amygdala is what triggers our stress responses, such as the fight or flight response, right, or the freeze response, which causes stress hormones to be released into our body. So, this is helpful, this is beneficial, right, when we are actually in danger. But a lot of us are living in such a way in this fight, flight, freeze response 24/7. And the amygdala doesn't know that it can actually turn the fear response down because our brain and our nervous system are pinging that there's danger at all times. So when we're living in this dysregulated state of, I can't talk. When we are living in this dysregulated state of heightened stress, we are releasing stress hormones. We are turning on our body for action, which is inappropriate unless we are actually in a life-threatening situation, if that makes sense. So tapping is just one way that we can teach our brain and our nervous system. We can start to turn down this stress response. We can lower it, and we can turn into our parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for rest and digest. And this is when healing and repair happens. So, what are some benefits of tapping? Well, there's a lot of different studies that are being done on tapping. And one study, multiple studies are showing that stress can be reduced by 41% when we start to engage with this practice, which is like amazing. And probably every single one of us is like, yeah, I'm stressed and I live stressed, right? Other studies showed that one of our stress hormones that is very responsible for this heightened nervous system response, cortisol, right? We can decrease cortisol by 43% when we create a regular tapping practice, which is amazing. One study also showed that 90% of people showed a decrease in PTSD symptoms after 6 weeks of doing EFT treatment. So after these 6 weeks, 90% of these individuals were actually no longer diagnosed with PTSD anymore. Like, that's remarkable, right? Studies have also showed that tapping decreases unhealthy gene expression in the body that has to do with different diseases like diabetes, even cancer, high blood pressure. We have been taught to believe that diseases run in genes of family, right? So if our parents or grandparents had something, we're like, well, you know, I'm prone to this. The truth is that for these genes to be turned on, right, we express disease when the genes get turned on. If the genes aren't turned on, we're not going to get these kinds of diseases that might run in the family, right? And so what does run in the family? Trauma responses, behaviors, patterns, thought processes, right? Each family is like the subculture, and we all respond to things in similar ways that pass down through generations. Daily food habits, right? The way that we eat, all of these things are passed down. And tapping is one way in which we can actually reduce the amount of our genes from turning on for disease. And we can actually turn on the good genes in our body that actually promote health. So super, super powerful. 76% of patients that were diagnosed with general anxiety disorder were put in complete remission after 4 weeks of tapping treatment. So if you are somebody who is like, I just struggle with anxiety and I'm going to struggle with it all of my life. Studies are showing that this does not have to be the case. Pain, anxiety, depression, chronic fatigue, these are all danger signals being sent from the brain. And what we do is, if we can turn down these dysregulated stress responses that we have in our body, the pain, the anxiety, the depression, these start to lower as well, which is so powerful, right? You know, also tapping has been really shown to help those of us who feel like we struggle with weight, with excess weight on our body. You know, a lot of times when we're holding on to excess weight, it actually has to do with our nervous system as well. And so there's been some really powerful ways in which people are noticing, like, as I focus on decreasing my stress response, I'm kind of noticing that unwanted weight is starting to leave as well, right? It's all about, like, what kinds of thoughts and what kind of patterns are we being driven by every day of our life? And for most of us, we're not actually very conscious of what is motivating our daily thoughts, our daily habits, all of these kinds of things. So, with that being said, I want us to try a tapping together that is going to be talking about fear, right? Because fear is something that we can all, all of us struggle with and have. I'm looking for this tapping as we're going. Okay, so the powerful part about tapping is that we are tapping on different parts of our body that have to do with different acupressure points. I'm having trouble with S's today. So I'll say it as we do it, but I just want to quickly show you the points before we tap through them. We always start on, this is called the karate chop part of the hand, right below the pinky finger. And this is going to be on my podcast as well, so I'm going to state where it is for those of us who are listening who can't see. So we start on our karate chop point, and then we then move to the points. We can either do one hand, we can do both points at the same time, on the inside of our eyebrow. Then we go to the side of the eye, right near the side of the eyebrow. We tap under our eyes. We tap under the nose. We tap on our chin, right under our mouth. We tap on the collarbone point, right where kind of both of the breastbone end and the middle of our chest. We tap under the arm for women. This is where kind of like your bra line is. And then we tap on the top of the head, okay? So those are the tapping points that we go through, and we do a couple rounds. And this is one way in which we can really, really, really start to decrease and lower our stress response. Okay, so we're going to start, and it's called the setup. So we say a few things on the side of our hand before we move on. Okay, so what I want you to do is just, if you're somewhere comfortable, take a deep breath and just kind of start to notice your body. Take a inventory of your body, kind of do a body scan, and just find, I want you to just kind of come up with a number of like where overall your physical health feels like right now. If you feel like there's some tension or some stress in your body, like give that a level. If there's somewhere in your body that feels like excessively stressful or painful or anxious, just kind of take note of that and kind of just give it a number. It's, you know, lower, higher. It's not good or bad. It's just whatever you feel is best indicative of where you're at right now. And so what you're going to do is you're going to start tapping on the side of your hand, okay? And just repeat after me out loud if you're by yourself, if you don't want to look crazy in public. I've done some public and I've looked crazy as well, so it's all good, okay? So repeat after me. Even though I'm experiencing this fear and I've been really hard on myself, I acknowledge all of these feelings and I give my body permission to relax now. Staying here. Even though part of me is ready to receive the love that God so freely gives me, another part of me feels like I should be more critical and that I should know better by now. Even though I've been really hard on myself, I love and accept myself the way Jesus loves and accepts me. Okay, we're going to move to the eyebrow. I've been really hard on myself. Side of the eye. I've been constantly feeling this fear. Under the eye. I've been experiencing this worry. Under the nose. And I've been judging myself for not being able to just give it to God. Under the mouth. I get so frustrated with myself. Collarbone. Because it feels harder for me than anybody else. Under the arm. I wish I wasn't so emotional and I could just trust God already. Top of the head. I wish I could just push this feeling away and be happy already. Eyebrow. I have all of this resistance to this fear. Side of the eye. All of this judgment and shame around this fear. Under the eye. I'm tired of fighting this fear. Under the nose. And I'm open to welcoming it in. Under the mouth. This fear might have a message for me. Collarbone. And as I relax my body, under the arm, I can acknowledge that God doesn't judge me for this fear. In fact, he invites me to look at it with him. Top of the head. Even though I have this fear, I can relax my body and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to me right now. Last time through. Eyebrow. Even though I have this fear. Side of the eye. I can express self-compassion because God's grace and compassion for me is even greater than I can imagine. Under the eye. There's a little kid that lives inside of me. Under the nose. That desires the love and assurance from my Heavenly Father. Under the mouth. I'm not going to shame myself any longer. Collarbone. Feeling God's love and gentle compassion for that little kid inside. Under the arm. I'm open to the messages I can learn from fear instead of just trying to push it away immediately. And then top of the head, right here and right now, I am safe in God's hands. Safe to explore this fear from a place of love. I am safe to receive God's love for me now. Okay? So then when we stop, we can just take a deep breath and just kind of focus back into your body for a little bit. And just see, did anything shift? Did anything adjust? Maybe you felt a little anxious at the beginning. If any of that anxiety has turned into maybe a little bit more relaxation, or maybe you just feel a little bit more empowered after doing that, that's great. If you were in pain and you felt maybe the pain didn't decrease, but maybe it just like shifted and moved, this is a great way for you to see how a lot of times our pain is actually because our brain is sending danger signals to the body. And so pain is just an expression of a fear-riddled brain. Maybe the pain did lessen a little bit. Maybe for some people, you actually might have felt a little triggered after some of the things that you said. Because, you know, your brain and nervous system are used to when fear comes, we have to push it away. And so this thought of like, I'm just going to allow the fear to be here, right? We make up these stories and these narratives about what fear has to mean. And sometimes if we can just like let it be there and we just realize like, oh, like this is fear. Fear is just like a sensation. We don't have to stay in the brain. The power is going into the body and realizing, where do I feel fear in my body? And when I realize, okay, fear is just like butterflies on my chest or like some sharp pains in my stomach. I can start to realize it's just sensation. And when I come into agreement with the power of the Holy Spirit and I say that I will not be ruled by fear, because fear is actually nothing to fear, right? We start to lower that danger signal. We start to send messages of safety to our brain and our nervous system. So I just wanted to do, you know, a simple, easy, quick practice that we can apply to our everyday. I tap multiple times a day. I did one this morning. I woke up with like this low grade headache, and I was doing some somatic tracking and different things, and I just didn't really feel like I was, you know, making any headway. So I was like, I'm just gonna tap. I didn't even know what I needed to tap on. And so I did a tapping just on like relationship stress. And I mean, I just started bawling. I didn't even know specifically what I was bawling about. And I just felt that headache melt away, right? When we release some of these things going on in our brain, sometimes we're just overwhelmed and we don't even know what we think. But there's just power in kind of bringing emotions to the surface and then allowing us to have this experience of replacing them with this powerful truth, right? That emotions are simply these sensations that we feel in our body. There's nothing that we think and feel in our brain that we don't experience in the body. So it's always powerful to drop into the body, create a sense of safety, and then you'll notice that it actually just helps you feel like, wow, like my stress response has gone down. So I would love to hear if this was helpful for you. If you tried it, if you thought it was funny or funky, I get it. I thought the exact same thing at the beginning. For some reason, just like the feeling of tapping was like so annoying to me. But I also realized like there was something in that too, right? Like my resistance to it. So if you do have resistance to it, that also might be something great like for you to figure out and process as well. Because I think we just are, you know, we're in this learning process of realizing we don't have to deem all of these different emotions that we're feeling as negative, right? They can simply come to the surface and we can say, you know what, Lord, I'm giving these to you. I'm replacing my thoughts with the truth. And I'm creating healthier thoughts and healthier experiences and corrective experiences in my body to tell the brain and nervous system, we're not in danger. You can turn this alarm signal down. And when the alarm signal turns down, that's when our sensations, our symptoms start to go away and decrease. So I hope that was helpful for some of you. If you would like to receive the tapping that we did, feel free to DM me or email me at wisdomandwellnessww@gmail.com. And my team will make sure to get you this tapping that we did, because I know it's so helpful and it's so powerful.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.